And Tanis Esther is quite unique because the Mishnah in the beginning of Megillah lists off the days that are permissible for reading the Megillah, and that you would be yotze in the mitzvah. What are those days? So we know in Tanakh it says, the Tanakh it says Beferish. 15th is for walled cities from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. The 14th is for cities that were not walled from the times of Yehoshua ben Nun. We can read the Megillah on the 14th. How do you know you can read the Megillah on the 13th? The Gemara says we don't need a pasuk for that. Why? Because the Gemara gives the following answer in the beginning of Megillah on Daf Beis of an Aleph. It says, Man Kihila Lakol Hi. It was a day of congregating. Okay, it was a day of congregating. That's what Rashi says in Megillah. Everyone gathered together. And he says, because of that, Lamaisa, it became a day that was certified for Kriyas and Megillah. That's very difficult. Why should that be? Why should that be a day that's certified for Kriyas and Megillah? Does everyone gather? Let me read you the Lashon of Rashi. Rashi says, Zman Kihila Lakoldi. Rashi says the following svara. He says, in the beginning of Megillah, Rashi is on both sides. Zman Kihila Lakoldi. Hakol Nikalu Linake Me'oivehem. Everyone gathered together to take a revenge from their enemies. Bein b'shushan, bein b'shar makomos, kama shakosu b'sefer. Hilkach lotzara kra l'rabuyeh she'roi l'kriya d'ikra ha'neis bohaya. Why does that make it okay for Kriyas and Megillah? Because everyone gathered together? The rush in the beginning of Megillah has very big difficulty on this. So what? So what? You know what the rush says b'shem Rabbeinu Tam? Mikan, it is a marker for Tainis Esther. They gathered together for Tainis Esther. They gathered together for Tainis Esther. So there is no marker in all the Shas that says Tainis Esther, with the exception of this Rabbeinu Tam quoting the Rosh, that is the definition of Zman Kihila Lakolhi, that they gathered for Tainis Esther. That's the Taitch of the Gemara according to the Rosh Mishim Rabbeinu Tam. That's what he writes. And that begs the Kasha though. So what? So why does that make it a day that's good for Kriyas and Megillah? So they fasted. So what? Like, why is the Rosh Mishim Rabbeinu Tam giving a better pshat than Rashi? Why does this make it a day kosher for Kriyas and Megillah? So the pshat might be as follows, and we have to build it up. Tainis Esther is fundamentally different than all the other Tanaisim. Its very nature is much different. You know, when you talk about the Tanaisim on the calendaric year, you have Yom Kippur on one polar, which is the Araisa, and if you eat on Yom Kippur, B'mezer Chayv Karis. That's on one polar, the most severe fast of the year. On the other side of the polar, you have the most makel fast, which is Tainis Esther, which a person who has an eyeache, the Rama writes, can fast another day and push off the fast. You never have that kula by any other Tainis. Koave Nayim. It's very interesting, Lamaisa. Let me ask you, Tainis Yom Kippur on one hand, Tainis Esther on the other, do they have anything to do about Avelis? None at all. They have nothing to do about the Churban Beis HaMikdash. The middle four fasts, and the reason why I call them the middle is because we set up the Yom Kippurs on one side and Tainis Esther's on the other. The middle four fasts revolve around the concept of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Tisha B'Av, the Churban itself. Tzom Gedalia is when the Gedalia ben Achikim was assassinated. The last flame of hope of Klal Yisrael went out. They thought that the Beis HaMikdash would be quickly rebuilt after Churban Beis HaMikdash. We know Shivasa Batamas is the breaching of the walls, the Saravatavis is the surrounding. Those middle four are Avelis. Avelis Yishon is the Gemara's Lashon, is in Yavamis, and then Gibbalim at base. A very powerful Avelis. So that's why I say it's the middle four are about Avelis. Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. If someone buries one of his loved ones, seven loved ones before Yom Kippur is Mevatel Shiva. The Mishnah writes in Moed Katan, there's an element of Simcha, the Meiri says. He's ma'asim the Mishnah Moed Kondach Yutesim Aleph. Where's the element of Simcha Yom Kippur? The Netziv writes the Sudam Afsekis that you eat beforehand. That's the element of Simcha, the Sudam Afsekis. And that's why right after you fast on Yom Kippur, you can say Kiddush Levana. You don't have to break the fast. Whereas by Tisha B'Av, you're in a state of Avelis. You can't greet the Shechina in a state of Avelis. So we see this fundamental Kiddush.
Then Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. There is Simcha. Purim also has nothing to do with the Avelis. In fact, many Rishonim have a formulation that it's a Tainus of Simcha, the Nachal Eshkol. Commenting on the Sefer Eshkol, which really is a compilation of Gedolei Achronim, but he has the following. The Rav used to say this phrase too. The Rav used to say, there's Rosh Hashanah from the Tainus Esther is called the Tainus of Simcha. And therefore, if it's the Tainus of Simcha, it makes a lot of sense, Lamaisa, that it is much different than the other four fasts. And in a very interesting vein, it's like Yom Kippur. You know, there's drushas. Many drushas said that Purim is Yom Kippur. In what sense is it similar? Is there a din of chinuch to educate our children legabi avelis? No. There's a din chinuch in general for all mitzvahs. But the Ramah and the Shach write, where there is a mitzvah when it comes to avelis, there is no din of shiva. There is no din to mechanech one's kids in shiva. Okay? Meaning that we send the kids to school unless they want to stay. There's nothing wrong, but if they want to go to school, then we actually motivate them to go. If they want to stay, they're allowed to stay. Not a problem. But ein chinuch la'avelis. Why is there ein chinuch la'avelis? Why ein chinuch la'avelis? What's the reason? Why is it? What is the purpose of nehugi avelis? What is the purpose of it? The Beis Hillel writes in the side of the Yordaya, they're in Yonim of Tshuva. The Gemara writes in Psachim, Mishemes b'chabura yidag kol chabura. Someone, God forbid, dies in a group, the whole group should introspect. And therefore, there are nihugim of Avelis that are in Yonim of Tshuva. They're manifestations, kiyumim of Tshuva. A katan is not culpable for his actions. He doesn't have to do Tshuva. I claps achin in Yom Kippur. That's because it's part of the tefillah. It's part of the tefillah of Yom Kippur. Therefore, a katan doesn't have to sit shiva. There's no chinuch la'avelis at all. Oh. So the middle four fasts that revolve around the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's no din chinuch. Your children do not have to fast. On Tisha B'Av, Asar B'Tevis, Asar Gedalia, they do not have to fast. Sarah B'Tevis, Shemasa B'Tamos, they don't have to fast. Ein chinuch la'avelis. Now it might be a good idea to get them ready a little bit, but api halacha, there's no such requirement. A lot of people don't know that. Ein chinuch la'avelis by the middle form. On Yom Kippur, is there a din chinuch? Absolutely. It's a beferish and mishnah. Hadaf pei be'ezim and aleph. A boy below bar mitzvah, 11 and 12, fasts a whole day. 9 and 10, he fasts half a day. A girl, 10 and 11 the whole day, 8 and 9, half a day. Why? Because Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. The Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur. The Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur is mechayev you to what? To fast, to do tshuva, but it has nothing to do with Avelis. There are certain tshuvas that flow from Avelis that are under the rubric of Avelis. There are certain tshuvas that have nothing to do with Avelis, like Yom Kippur. The Kedushas Hayom of Yom Kippur has nothing to do with Avelis. So Rav Shechter wanted to say a beautiful chiddush, very beautiful. He wanted to say the following. Would there be a din chinuch for Tainus Esther? What would you say? Yes. Because it has nothing to do with Avelis. So the most severe Tainus in the calendar, Yom Kippur, there's a din chinuch. And the most makel Tainus on the calendar, Tainus Esther, there's a din chinuch. Because they both don't flow from what? Avelis. Therefore, I have my children in Tainus Esther. They eat breakfast a little bit later. Maybe skip breakfast because it's a din chinuch. It's not based on avelis. Rav Zhulti has an amazing chiddush. You take a look. If you look in the Rambam, oh, did you buy the sefer? He still didn't get it. Can you believe it? Okay. All right. He's waiting. He's waiting for a book. This guy. All right. Okay. All right. He has a beautiful deal. If you look in the last Rambam in Hilchos Megillah. Rambam says, amazing thing. He says, when the Mashiach comes, Yemei Purim will not be bottle. There's a famous Machlokes Rambam writing. All the Svarim in Nach will have no halachic nafgamina when Mashiach comes. Except for Megillah. We still will read the Megillah during the times of the Mashiach. Okay? That's what it says. Kol ha'svarim asidim li'batel b'yemos ha'mashiach. And the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara, except for a Kriyas HaMegillah. Okay. The Rambam has a lashon though, Yemei Purim will not be bottled. The days of Purim. We'll observe Purim when the Mashiach comes, and we'll read the Megillah. What does it mean, the days of Purim? So I would have said it meant what? The 14th and 15th, right? Rav Zulti wants to say it means more than that. It means Tainus Esther as well. Tainus Esther as well. Tainus Esther will fast also during times of Mashiach. It's amazing. I want you to get this down to Chiddush. Those middle four fasts that revolve around the Churban, do we fast them when the Mashiach comes? When we have the Beis HaMikdash? No, we don't. They become days of Yom Tov. The Gemara writes Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Beis. Which fast will we fast? Yom Kippur, is D'Oraisa, and also Tainus Esther. Now, I wouldn't necessarily not have said like Rav Zulti, because I would have said Yom Purim was just a 40 minute. But he wants to say Tainus Esther becomes so integrated to Purim, it's a Tainus of Simcha. So it will last Bizman HaMashiach as well. Amazing, no? We'll fast it as well. So I want to say as follows, perhaps. Those fasts that we fast, it's another nafkamin. So we have Chinuch, and we're saying also that it will be fasted Bizman what? Bizman the Mashiach. That's another nafkamin. Okay? Third nafkamin. Okay, so number one is Chinuch. Number two is what? Number two is Bizman HaMashiach. I want to say the following now. What's the reason why we fast? I just thought of this right now. What's the reason why we fast the middle four, Bizman HaZeh? The Gemara has a Lashon. There are three levels. If we have the Beis HaMikdash, there won't be fast. There'll be Yom Tov. If we're living in a country where there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's anti-Semitism, right? What's the din? You have to fast Mi'ikar HaDin, Mi'divrei Kabbalah. What happens if you live like we live in America, Baruch Hashem? Where there's no Beis HaMikdash, but we have, Baruch Hashem, the ability to what? There's no anti-Semitism. We can freely serve Hashem. There's no requirement to fast Midin the Gemara. You know what the Lashon of the Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah? Ratzu Misanin. Ratzu Ein Misanin. If you want, you can fast. If you don't want, you don't have to fast. It's optional. Now, we don't accept that. The Bahag, you know the Bahag? We have the Bahag. Where do we have the Bahag? Jesse, where do we have the Bahag? Where do we have Bahag in the Taisasim? Chesem and Beis, right? Damil and Achri, right? Right? Jesse, you had a whole beer in the Taisas. Bahag. Baal Halachas Gadol says, no way. We accepted upon ourselves that we as Klal Yisrael will fast those middle four. Don't tell me it was optional. You wake up one morning, you're starving. I don't have to fast. We as the Jewish people accepted collectively, Ashkenazim and Sephardim, that we will fast those four. Even though Medina de Gemara, it says Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. It's optional. You see who I wrote? Ratzu Misanin, Ratzu Ein Misanin. The Bahag says, Shavyu Alav Kechoyvim. That's a Lashon of the Bahag. We accept it upon ourselves, Shavyu Alayu Kechoyvim. Does anyone know another example of the Bahag saying that? Where else? What's another example of this in Halacha? Myriv, excellent. Myriv Mikra Dimwi Pasalang Atanez Roshus. The Bahag says we accept that a part of the Zechayim. You're too busy at night. Of course not. We accept it as a whole. Taisa says it's only Rishus if there's another mitzvah to do. Taisa says learned Medina the Gemara it was a mitzvah. Okay, but nonetheless, we are Mechuyiv to Davin Meirev, we are Mechuyiv to fast. Mechuyiv to fast, Davin Meirev, fine. I want to say like this. The requirement to fast next Monday on Tainus Esther. Is that Medina the Gemara or is that Shavu Alav Kechayim? What would you say based on our mahalach? What would you say based on our mahalach? Is it like the middle four that we took upon ourselves, kechayva? Or Medina de Gemara, is it mechuyiv? I would venture to say, Medina de Gemara, it's a chiyuv. Medina de Gemara, it's a chiyuv. Not just shavu alav kechayva. Medina de Gemara, kechiyuv. That's interesting. The requirement to fast on time is not just we took it upon ourselves. No, because it's integral, it's integrated to Purim. It has nothing to do with the Churban Beis HaMikdash. That there are three levels. And if you're in a place where there's no Beis HaMikdash, but there's a Sholom Malchus, like in America, it's only an option to fast. No, that's if it's the middle four of the revival around the Churban. This has nothing to do with the Churban. We're observing Purim, so if we're observing that, it's Esther. Where's it found in Shas? I'll tell you where's it found in Shas. In Megillah Beis HaMikdash, Zman Kihil Lakol Hi. Zman Kihil Lakoli. See, I can find it.
Zman kiel lakoli. It's a zman kiel lakoli. And the Rabbeinu Tam, the Rosh quotes, is Tainus Esther. So we ask the question, how does that make it any better? Why isn't a day certified for Kriyas Megillah? Because it's Purim. It's the Tainus of Simcha. It was a nace. Even though they were nervous at that time when they were fasting. Where do you find a marker that people, that Klal Yisrael fasted before they went out to war? The Rosh quotes of B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam. Moshe Rabbeinu, before they went out to Amalek, they fasted. That time they didn't know if they would win or lose, but it became a very joyous fast for millennia. Because they won. It wasn't a Titus of Korban, Chassid Shalom, we won. That time it was we didn't know, B'Lamaisa, but it became a nace. That's the pshat why that day is certified to read the Megillah. Because the Chelik of Purim. Chelik of Purim. Number four. Chelik of Purim, therefore you can read the Megillah. Actually, grow Megillah. Oh. And let's get two other nafkaminas, and then we'll close. Number five and six. We have a famous klal. Whenever a tainus comes out on Shabbos, let's say Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, what happens? When do you observe the tainus? On Sunday. Why? What's the famous rule in the end of tainus? Akdumi puranisa lo makdimin. A day of calamity we push away from us. We don't want to push it towards us. So we push it away from us. Gemara has in tainus and chaf chesem in base. Okay? That's the deal when it comes to Tisha B'Av. Fine. What's the deal if Purim comes out on Shabbos? What do? When do we observe tainus Esther? No, not Sunday, not Friday, but when? Thursday. What about the klal akdumi puranisa lo makdiminin? So you look up, I want you to look it up, you get a chance. Look up the first Mordechai in Megillah, in the back. If you look on the bottom of the Mordechai, the Machzas Shekel, the Agos Machzas Shekel embellishes it. He says five words, I think it's five words. Tzom, Esther, Lav, Puranusa, Hu. Five words. Tzom, Esther, Lav, Puranusa, Hu. Mamash, he's saying this whole Shtickel Torah. It's the Tainus of Simcha. Therefore, we have no problem in bringing it towards us. And don't be bothered by the fact that Rebbe, we say Slichas. So what? We say Slichas. That's good. Slichas doesn't mean Avelis. We say not just Slichas and Yom Kippur. Remember, certain tshuva flows from Avelis. Other tshuvas flow from the Kiddush Hayom. Or a spiritual Simcha. Like Yom Kippur, like Tainus Esther. So therefore, Makdimin, that's number five. And lastly, number six, the following. Are you familiar with a scroll that existed during Bayis Sheni called Megillas Tainus? Familiar with it? I think there were 52 Chagim, minor holidays, I think it's 52, during the times of Bayis Sheni where there were Nisim that happened, and we observe those days during Bayis Sheni as a Yom Tov. Now, what's the halacha? The halacha is on that day, it's usher of a tainus and a hesped, the day before and the day afterwards. There was an isser tainus and an isser hesped on the day itself, the day before, and the day afterwards. In fact, all the Rishonim, the Ran, the tainus, how do we have tainus Esther? The Gemara says when the Bayis Sheni was destroyed, Rechmon Olitzlan, Batla Megillas tainus, with the exception of which two holidays? Gemara Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Meis, Chanukah and Purim. Batla Megillas tainus, Chutz Michanukah v'Purim. Frek the Ran, how do you have tainus Esther? If Purim remained, the Isra to fast the day before should remain. How do you have a tainus? Then Eisen Akasha. Eisen means a strong Kasha. You know what the Teretz is? What type of tainus is Osir? A tainus of Avelis. Tainus that's of your side. Tainus of Avelis. But the tainus of Simcha is for sure okay. And therefore, that certifies and validates the legitimacy of tainus Esther. How could you have it at all? How could you have it? The answer is because of the tainus of Simcha. And let's just close with one more nekuda. Okay, it's late, so you know what? We'll add one more nekuda tomorrow that flows from this Kiddush of tainus Esther. Everyone have a good day.